Albany is getting an earful today from students, parents, educators, and community members about recent cuts in funding for education. The Educate New York Now Express has been rolling across the state, picking up support along the way for their cause. WRVO's Ellen Abbott was at its stop in Syracuse.
Patty Farrington has been teaching English for 28 years. The Cicero North Syracuse High School teacher took a day off today to climb on a bus that traveled across the state to lobby for more money for education from lawmakers and Governor Cuomo.
In the last 4 years, we've lost more money in aid to education than what we had to work on 4 years ago. 30,000 teachers have been cut across the state, and that has to stop.
Farrington says the effect of these cuts in the classroom is maddening and frustrating.
It's difficult to do planning. You have to make changes quite a bit. You have to work around what you don't have, and you have to take money out of your own pocket as well, quite often.
Farrington believes things can improve for schools, but she says there has to be a frank dialogue between parents, teachers, administrators, and politicians about the importance of education in New York State. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.